And that was Anastasia and I'm Out of Love. It's 13 minutes past two here on Vectus Radio. And absolutely delighted to say we're joined by Denise on behalf of Carers Isle of Wight. You're very welcome to the show, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Now, you're here today as a prelude, if you like, to a conference that's coming up, aren't you? But what I'd like to start with, for anyone out there listening, not knowing anything about Carers Isle of Wight, what exactly does the charity do and why is it so important?
Okay, well, just to give you a bit of background on myself, was that I was a carer, and still I'm a carer, for my husband, but unfortunately now he's in a care home. He suffered with dementia. Mm-hmm. And for my daughter, who has medical health conditions. And I first contacted Carers Isle of Wight, going back now some 4 years or so ago. I was advised to do so, as I was completely out of my depth.
Yeah.
And I started with one-to-one sessions where they tried to talk me through any possible problems I may have, help with the carers' assessments and things like that. And from then on now, I get involved with the support groups more than I do care.
Because I think it's important, isn't it, to be clear that being a carer is the context of a family member usually looking
after someone.
That's it. So it could be a husband, a wife,
indeed,
a son or
it
a daughter.
Could be anyone. It goes back quite a while. I was for my father and mother, then for my husband and for my daughter. Yeah, it's very much you are on your own and you try your hardest to make sure things happen.
24/7 at home,
indeed,
looking after everything. So
every
it could
single
be
thing.
Personal care needs, medication,
food,
the admin that comes with being a carer.
That's correct, filling all the paperwork that goes with it. And, general, everything that you would normally do, but it's so intense that you don't.
And obviously living with somebody that you care very much about who's really quite poorly.
Indeed,
It's a full-time job. 100%.
And from that point of view, so Carers Isle of Wight are there to support anybody who's in a carer's role.
That's right, they are very good at it. Yeah, they're
so
great.
So the one-to-one support, that was just having someone to be able to go and talk to, I imagine?
Yes, it started off that because it was very much during COVID and that really created lots of problems of its own. And of course, it started on the telephone where she would phone me up. That became more and more of a problem because my husband would continually, where are you, where are you, where are you?
Yeah.
And then he would sort of, then I would come in and speak one to one and we would go through various things, how to cope with my own emotions, really.
Absolutely.
Not just caring for Fred, my husband, but my emotions of how it was affecting me.
Yeah.
And that's
and
sort
certainly
of thing.
I was a carer for my father, and the support that I got at the time from, it was actually Mountbatten towards the end of his life.
Yeah.
I think what was really important was the fact that somebody was saying to me, and how are you?
How are you? Yes, are not you how's doing? Your not how's your husband,
absolutely,
how's your daughter? How do you feel?
Yeah.
How are you? And,
and
is there anything we can do for you?
Yeah.
Which they were very good at.
Because you tend to put yourself last when you would put in that kind
of very much so, and I got told very, very often that it's time that I put myself first.
Yes, absolutely.
Not everybody else. I count. My health counts, which is what
care
is. Unfortunately, carers don't.
You can't look after somebody if you're not well yourself,
indeed.
Can you?
Exactly.
So, there's a very exciting event coming up, isn't there? At the end of November, a conference.
There is, on the 27th of November, which is a Wednesday,
here at the Riverside Centre. Now, we're going to cover that live on this show, and we're going to have people popping in, telling us what's going on. But what can people expect from that event?
Well, the idea is that Carers Isle of Wight and Adult Social Care put together a carers forum. And within that, a group of carers, myself included, we decided that we wanted more people involved, more providers that could be on site, and more carers. So we asked for a forum to be set up, a bigger event, which Lizzie very kindly has spent a lot of time in dealing with, and that allows us with more providers that will come, say what they have to offer, tell people what is available, and hopefully help carers to be able to ask questions of them too.
So a whole day of finding out about things. I know, for example, you've got a solicitor coming to talk about things like power of attorney, haven't you?
We have.
Which is so, so important to have in place.
We have, yeah. We have people coming about that. We have various carers saying videos or either audio about their lives and how it's affected them.
Again, getting people to understand that you're not alone, that there's so many people in the same boat, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a whole list of them, which I don't really want to go through, but there's a whole list of them. There's people about the financial care sort of side of it. Yeah. There's the Granvilles, which will come and talk about power of attorney. Mm-hmm. And there's a very good gentleman called Ben, who will actually be showing his film about his parents, which I believe his mom looks after his dad, or did
so
look after his dad.
He's made a film about the story of being a carer.
He's made a film about that,
As they say, picture paints a thousand words, so that is going to tell people.
It's more important that you actually see and hear from the carers of how things are going to go.
I think so many people don't appreciate the little challenges that become absolutely overwhelming. When you're trying to deal with somebody who's needs that kind of level
you
of
have
care.
You have a very short space of time. Mm. Nothing ever happens as you think it's going to happen.
Absolutely not.
It never happens when there's someone there. You can pick up the phone. It will always inevitably happen in the evening when there's no one around.
Yeah.
And it helps to know where to go. Because when I came to the island, I hadn't got a clue.
No, and actually there is a huge range of support out there, but it's easy
it's
when you know.
It's knowing where it is.
Absolutely.
Where it is.
So a really rich day, lots of input, but there's also a very exciting launch at the end of the day.
There is.
Do tell us.
Yeah, there's, as part of the support group on a Friday afternoon, there's the art group, and it came sort of out of the blue. We decided to write a book, a children's book.
Oh, nice.
That's no small undertaking.
it was supposed to be just for a couple of weeks. It actually blossomed way, way out of anybody's opinion, ideas. It's about a group of worms, and the book is called Save Dave.
Okay. there you go, Dave. You've got a whole movement looking after you.
It's about a group of worms, Save Dave, who actually they vote to go and save their friend Dave, who's been kidnapped by a bird.
Okay.
But what it did was actually bring that group together.
Yeah.
The fun that we had, the excitement that it created. Just for those 2 hours, it didn't matter.
Yeah,
it didn't matter.
It was your time.
It was our time, and it just blossomed out of all proportion.
Yeah,
we created the book. We've done the illustrations. We made a board game. We've done everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all going ahead now. It's in print.
In print. So
it is in print.
How are people going to be able to get hold of a copy?
Well, it will be on sale on the 27th. Mm-hmm. So it will be available from Carers Isle of Wight.
Okay.
We also have a couple of other sort of launch dates.
Mm-hmm.
One will be at the Roman Villa in Brading. That is on the 30th of November. That will be available to buy from there. It will also be available at the Lifeboat Pub in East Cowes.
Okay.
And that will be on the 2nd of December.
Lovely. Okay.
We're yet thinking about how else we're going to do it. Maybe it will be in Waterstones. We don't know.
Yeah. Heading for the Sunday Times bestseller list, we reckon?
Oh, definitely.
I think aspirations.
We've planned it. It's going to be on. It's a bestseller. Right. There's going to be a film attached to it. There's going to be, Oscars galore.
Absolutely. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful project.
It was great
and
fun.
And so lovely that that's a group of carers who've come together and found time to do something that they've enjoyed as well.
We've cherished every moment of it. And, of course, if you want to look more of it, please do go on Facebook, because it's on Facebook as well.
Now, the conference, is that open to anyone, or is that something people need to book for?
No, it's actually the conference is for carers, obviously for carers, but anyone can attend. It's free to attend.
Mm-hmm.
You can, because we're aware that carers have difficulty of finding care for their their family. You can bring the your person with you.
Yeah.
And of course, for more information or if you wish to book, please phone Carers Isle of Wight on 533 173.
Okay, so 533 173.
Yeah.
Okay, and they've also got a web website and a Facebook page, haven't they?
So they
if you
have
want
indeed.
To look via those. And if you're out there and you sort of are thinking, well, I'm a carer, that's the role I'm taking, what would your message be to someone who's alone doing this role?
There are people there to help you.
Yeah.
There are people that were willing to come and talk, but you have to make... I think you really have to make the first step.
Yeah,
You have to go. Take however hard it is, however difficult it is, ask for help. I know it's difficult.
I think, you know, admitting that you're not Superman or Superwoman.
No.
And that it's absolutely fine to say, I'm finding this really hard.
Yeah. Please ask for help.
You know, even if you're looking after somebody you absolutely love to bits, it is really hard. And you can feel quite resentful of the impact it has on your life.
It is.
If we're honest.
Very much so. At one point, I actually found myself hating the person...
That you loved.
That I loved.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't get out of it.
So and I think it's a very brave thing to say that, but it's absolutely true. And so if you find yourself feeling really, you know, sort of isolated and, you know, that role is hard.
Give carers Isle of Wight a call.
They're a fantastic bunch of
people. They're a fantastic bunch of people. And they're there for you. Weekends, obviously, emergencies only, but they are there.
Yeah.
If they're not, please leave them a message. They will get back to
and
you.
And I think people will be amazed at the range of things they offer.
Indeed.
And you never know, you might find yourself writing a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might become an author.
Save day part two on the card.
Yeah, you might well become an author.
You're there marketing it as well. You've got your badge on as well.
Oh, yes.
And when you walked in, I did think, save Dave. I was thinking, what do they
I think we're going to have to see if there's a spare one for you, aren't we? You could be wearing that.
I'll promote it. It's no problem at all.
Yes, yes. There is indeed merchandise. Yeah,
there's always got to be merch nowadays, isn't there?
There is indeed, yeah. Well, if you're going to be a bestseller and Oscars and whatever, you've got to have merchandise as well.
No problem at all. Well, thank you so much for coming in to see us.
Thank you very much.
And you did great. I know you were a bit nervous.